Now, Snuffer claims to have actually seen Jesus himself. It's possible, but I don't get any significant additional light from reading his material, like I do DK, for instance. DK is definitely has a light that is higher than, so high that I think Alice A. Bailey couldn't have made this up. It didn't come from her higher astral body. It didn't come from a thought form. It came directly from an individual master. Now, same thing with A Course in Miracles. I'm not. It seems to come purport to come from Jesus, but I'm not convinced of that. But I am convinced it came from a very high entity of some type that may be representing the Christ energy.
Like Dorkul?
No, not Dorkul, but somebody else.
Well, that's it. You know, most people, when they get some inspired vision, they want to think it's Jesus
or God.
Yeah, right. Jesus is God.
One Course in Miracles.
Now, according to DK, Jesus, or the Christ, is in a physical body. It's on the border of Tibet, associating with other masters. And Jesus is in and out of incarnation. We don't know if he's incarnation now or not, but he says that he will, the time is approaching when he will be the Messiah that the Jews are looking for, but not the reappearance of the Christ. Now, that may be confusing to Manuel here because you need to realize that when Jesus was baptized, after his baptism, there were actually two entities in his body at one time. There was Jesus, the disciple, who was the reincarnation of Joshua and Elisha, and then there was the Christ, who was Melchizedek. And they were both in one body at one time. And this is taught. I've written quite a bit on this, proving it from the scriptures. When he said, for instance, I am not alone. It is the Father that is in me that is doing these works. And when the Jews came to him and they said to him, it takes two witnesses to establish the truth and you're just one witness. He says, no, I'm not one witness. There's me and the Father that is in me. And the Father that was in me, in him was Melchizedek. Yeah.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense to me. That doesn't confuse me at all.
Oh, okay, good.
I was looking... To kind of finish the Snuffer talk that came up, you know, because my friend who gave me the priesthood left to the Snufferites, but what's interesting about him is when you make such bold statements like, because you stopped my book tour, then the Church of Jesus Christ has lost all their keys because you stopped my book tour, that's a very bold statement, you know, so, but I was just going to say that I wanted to mention my friend Scott Werner, who I don't know if you've heard of this, Joseph, but people who have near-death experiences, he had five of them.
Wow, five? That's unusual.
Yeah, very unusual. He had cancer twice, and then through guidance of ascended masters, got rid of them twice in his body. But there was a time where he was incarcerated. And he said one of the times where he came back from his fourth near-death experience, he heard Jesus very audibly. And it wasn't like new revelations. It was just to help him out of his situation with him versus the deep state. And what happened was he went to jail, and Jesus, and while he was praying, he would wake up at 3 a.m. and pray for 3 hours, from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. every day. He was a very devoted Christian. But Jesus told him what exactly was going to happen in the future to him, and said, hey, you're going to have to accept this person, this one male will come to you, he will ask these questions, you need to answer him this way and this way, you'll get out, you may owe some money to the government, blah, 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 and everything happened exactly how Jesus told him how it was going to be, and he was let free. So I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That's a thought form?
How did he know it was Jesus? How did he know it wasn't another just higher being?
Or a thought form.
from what I've heard, it's just, he just knew. I mean, kind of like in the book Return from Tomorrow, it seems like it's very clear to our spirits that whenever our brother Jesus is around, that because he wasn't a Christian, but his spirit automatically bowed down to the ground as soon as he saw the Savior's presence. And he didn't know why he was inclined to get on his knees spiritually. So I feel like if you heard his voice, you would recognize it's him.
You know, oftentimes, I'd say pretty close to half of the people with a near-death experience claim to see Jesus. But it's interesting, the description they give him is different. Some of them say he has brown eyes, some blue eyes, some red hair, some blonde, some black. So they give different descriptions of him. This tells us that they're seeing a thought form. Now what Jesus represents, I think in these near-death experiences, is their own souls. So our soul is a Christ presence. So what our soul speaks to us is just as potent as if Jesus was actually there. But I think what our own soul does in the near-death experience quite often is produce a thought form of Christ, because if the soul produces, like if Tyler had a near-death experience, well, let's pick somebody that doesn't understand any of these teachings. If Joe Blow has a near-death experience, and he's just an average guy, and what he saw was himself telling him stuff, he would be really confused. Well, why am I seeing myself? So his soul, which is really his higher part of himself, produces a thought form of Jesus, because that means something to him. And when he speaks, that carries through. But if it was just an extension of himself, he would be confused, because he doesn't understand how everything works. Sometimes we may see a beloved relative that gives us advice, and this could also be a thought form that tunes into the mind of that relative. Okay, because all the minds that have ever lived are like broadcast on a different frequency, and you can actually, if you're in the right state, you can tune in to any mind in the whole universe, or any mind that's ever, any person that's ever died. You could actually tune into that person and channel what that person would say if he were here.
Wow.
You know. Yeah.
So that what do you mean if you're? You just said if you're in the right state, you can tune into any mind that's ever lived. What is the right state? What is that, the definition?
Well, if you're one with your soul. If you're completely one with the realm of spirit, you can tune in to any mind.
Does that sound
living or dead. You can tune in to Emmanuel's higher self and get stuff from him about Emmanuel if you were sensitive. Not very many people are that sensitive. Most people tune into thought forms that are because they're not adept enough and not pure enough in their thought. They tune into thought forms that give a somewhat distorted message. That's why we have so much distortion and so many revelations conflicting with other revelations. Yeah. First.
That very thing has happened to me. When I was real young, probably maybe 6 years old, my grandmother used to babysit me, and I never knew my grandfather, but he came to me in a thought form and was standing right at the edge of my bed and talking to my grandmother. And I thought I was dreaming, but it didn't feel like a dream. And he was asking, well, first of all, he looked down at me and I was staring up at him, and he said, oh, you must be Susie. you know. And I can remember thinking, well, how does he know me? And but I knew who he was. I recognized him instantly, even though I'd never seen him before. And my grandmother was talking to him, even though I can't remember what she was saying now because it's been so long ago. But in the morning, my mom and my grandmother were having coffee, and I came out from my bedroom and I said, you know what, I met Grandpa. And you know, my mom said, you couldn't have. He died before you were born. And my grandmother turned around and looked at me and she said, he came to me last night and stood at the edge of the bed on your side.
Yeah, and when we, after death, we actually create thought forms of ourselves.
Our natural
livingness is just as beings of light, but then if you want to, you can create an image of yourself from this life or any past life. If you want to communicate in a kind of a, like we do here on Earth.
Yeah.
So what did Joseph Smith see in the first vision?
Okay, I don't think he saw an actual thought form. I think he saw the real thing.
Just curious.
Yeah.